Lost by Amalia. Watch where you're going, you midget, I yelled.
You can yell at me if it makes you feel better, a little kid said in a high-pitched, squeaky voice. Do you know where the school groups are? The kid asked me, still in a happy-sounding, high-pitched voice.
This kid is annoying, I thought to myself.
No, I'm lost, so beat it,
I said in my rough voice.
Oh, yay, we can work together. I'm lost, too. Yippee!
I ran, trying to get away from the high-pitched voice kid. The sweat dripped from my face as I walked through the humid part of the Amazon section. The giant snake hissed as I walked past it.
Hey, wait up. Where are you going?
The annoying kid said from the back of the cold penguin section. It was humid over here. There was water spraying all over from the sprinkler. Ugh, I hate this place, I thought to myself. I had stopped paying attention to where I was, and somehow the kid ended up in front of me.
Hi, I'm Zinkoff. I don't mean to blame this on you, but you just got us more lost, said the tiny kid.
Ugh, why won't he get away from me, I complained to myself.
Luckily, I've been here a lot, said Zinkoff.
You know this place? I asked.
Not really, but I can try to get us back.
Fine, but if you can't, I'll spit on you.
Okay, if that makes you feel better.
Where do I go first? I shouted in an aggressive voice.
Well, let's ask this man.
He really doesn't know this place. Ugh, I'm gonna kill him. You said you knew this place, I yelled angrily.
I know this place, but with a little help, Zinkoff said calmly.
Then he walked over to the man and said,
Mr. Man, which way are the school groups?
The man looked up, pointed towards the swamp section, and said, I think they're that way, but I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you,
Zinkoff said in his squeaky mouse-like voice, then skipped off to the swamp section. I hate this guy, I thought. I ran after him. They're not here, they're just a bunch of stupid animals.
They're not stupid, they're cute.
The mean guy gave us the wrong directions, I shouted.
No, he's not mean, he just did not know. Zinkoff said in his annoying, forgiving voice. Ooh, cotton candy. I love cotton candy. Can we get some, please?
He pleaded. No, what am I, your father? Now, where do we go, genius? I yelled.
Let's go ask that guy, he said squeakily.
No, why would he know where to find the school groups, you dummy? I yelled.
Okay, what do you want to do? He
said squeakily. I was hoping he would not say that. I look smart, but I don't act smart. That's why I make everyone do everything for me. I am proud of that. No one likes me except for people who don't know me. My face turned into a crooked smile that what people say it looks like a half smile, half frown. I like it. Zinkoff was still standing there waiting for an answer. Oops, I just realized how long I was standing there. I had to make something to cover me up. He can't know. I don't know what to do. Then he will not think I'm cool.
Do you know what to do? He said in a calm voice.
He was still very squeaky. I know what to do. Just thinking. The smart way. I said making a pretty awesome cover-up.
Okay, what did you come up with? Said Zinkoff.
Let's go ask that guy, I said, pointing to the guy he said to ask before. For some reason, I felt like I had to be nice. Do you know where the school groups are? I asked. Somewhat politely? Is that what you call it? Then Zinkoff, the cute boy, blurted out.
We are lost.
The man said, yeah, they are right over there. They have been there this whole time.
What?
I shouted.
Oops, said Zinkoff, laughing.
The next day, my mom got a strange phone call. The strange thing about it was for me.
Hello, who is it?
I asked.
It's me, Zinkoff. Do you want to come over to my house to play?
Sure, I'll be right there. The end.